Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 4th of March, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Dr. Mac himself, the one, the only, Bob Levitis. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. I like having you on the show.
It feels like only yesterday.
It might have been last week, though, I think.
That's what I mean. Feels like only yesterday last week.
Yeah. What even is time? Hey, that's where we are.
You can have me on anytime you want. You know my number.
I do. Maybe we'll just have you on Thursdays when we want something interesting to talk about that people want to dig into. So, in fact, if that sounds interesting to you, please let us know. Observations@macobserver.com. And today you are here to talk to us about if this, then that.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. I wrote a column about it.
I know.
You probably
it's very exciting.
Have a link to that. Yeah, or something.
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes.
Cool. It's a cool little service. I mean, it's one of those, it's a free platform. It's got a pretty good free tier that is really useful if you've got a few things you want to do.
Mm-hmm. It also makes it very useful if you want to try it and see if it's a thing that works for you.
Exactly. And see how it works. You know, it's like not everybody wants to connect things and, just kind of figure out how they can make the separate things work together.
Yeah.
Not and the other thing, wants to figure it out, but luckily the whole thing is stocked with other people's ideas.
Yes. And one of the things about it is that the free tier is a tier. It's not time based. So it's not one of those things where you get all the features of the platform for a week. So if you install it and set it up and don't get back to it for a week, like all the time you had to use it is now gone. You get, let's just put this in at the top. You get three of your own forever that you can build yourself. You get a maximum of three. If you have more than that, you will have to pay. And you can run as many as you want under your own account that other people have built and shared. So there's a whole lot of public information there that you can use. You can look at, they call them applets. So you can run as many applets on your account as you find on the website that you enjoy. And you can build three of your own and you get all of that functionality for free forever. The end. It's all free. If you need more than that, it's $4 a month or $40 a year. So, and also if you want things to be multi-step and get technical support and unlimited creation, that's what you get for paying is, and it's $4 a month, $40 a year to do all of that. So let's talk a little bit, Bob, about what if this, then that actually does.
It does is connects apps that ordinarily don't really talk to each other so that you can, for example, have something, monitor something and then send you an email or a text message when an event occurs. For example, I have one that monitors the weather report and sends me a email immediately if it's going to snow tomorrow, right? That's I never thought I'd use it here in Texas.
That's a good one to have.
Then I saw it 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
I know. I also have one like that that sends me email. These come, these connect, I guess, Weather Underground?
Mm-hmm. They call them monitors. Yeah, and they call them channels, I think.
Channel it monitors is...
Yeah. Is Weather Underground, because Weather Underground has made a certain amount of its information available through If This Then That.
API, right.
Yeah. And
there's a lot of data. I mean, think about it. You've got all of these entities that are open to being used by If This Then That, you know. So like I use Evernote and it's well supported. So I love it. I can say when a Mac Geek Gab show notes email comes in, I want you to, or actually it monitors the RSS feed. And then as soon as it sees new show notes, it grabs them and makes a new note in Evernote and puts it in the Mac Geek Gab folder for me.
Nice.
That way when I listen to the episode, I get home, I can go, okay, what was that thing I wanted to check out? And I just go right into Evernote and there it is. Mm-hmm. Don't have to go on the internet and look for it. Don't have to try to search through
you
know, my 1,000+ emails a day. Mm-hmm. It's just right there in Evernote, organized and ready to rock.
Okay.
I just love it. It's very easy to use.
Mm-hmm. They call them services. I think it used to be channels, but now it's services. So, and the other thing, this is the part that I think, at least at my house anyway, this is the part that makes IFT interesting, is that you can connect an app on your phone or the weather information or anything like that. You can connect that to real world devices. For example, I have one that turns on the Hue lights in my house. There's two lights that come on at sunset. So once it's automatically something like it detects sunset automatically from the weather app, and then it turns the lights on. You can also blink the lights if somebody rings your doorbell, if you have a doorbell that's a smart doorbell that's compatible with this. If it rains, you can change some of your lights to blue. Or like the first one I think I built in If This Then That was turn on this particular Hue light when I get home. So that when I come home, if it was daytime when I left and I come home and it's dark, when I come in the house, I'm not coming into a dark house, which is very nice. And I use, so I've used a fair number of the Hue ones, and the weather ones are also nice. And if you have other devices, you can, you know, affect, and I think there's other smart bulbs that are in IFT as well. So you can change the lights to a particular thing if something's happening. Like I can hook one up so that if I'm recording a podcast, for example, like right now, it will change the lights outside the office to a different color so that if somebody wanted to come rip snorting into the room, like they would know to maybe proceed with caution. So there's all kinds of things you can do that will affect the real world stuff. The other one I built,
I think you could even build one that like locked your front door if you have a smart lock when you leave. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you're geo-located elsewhere, it makes sure that the front door is locked. Mm-hmm. I don't have a smart lock anymore. Mine died, and since I'm going to sell this house pretty soon, I didn't replace it.
Ah, okay. We may have to talk about smart locks on a different episode, on another Thursday, when you come back.
I had an issue with it, by the way. The battery died, and it caused me some consternation. But as it turned out, until I move, and in my next house, starting from scratch, I'm going to be able to get all my smart home stuff to work with one system instead of having a third of it that works with the A lady and a third of it that works with the S lady.
Yeah.
And no real way to, I mean, there are ways to combine them, but they're even geekier than I'm willing to, you know.
Oh, but some of them are not. I think we have another Thursday set up already.
Let's talk about that, because that's what I'd love to discover. I got a couple more years here.
Yeah.
With this combination of stuff that works with some other stuff, but not all of it.
Yeah, we definitely need to dig into that. Right now, what I'd like to do, before I tell you about the other unbelievably clever way that I use IFT, I'm going to take a minute and tell you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is She's Birdie. And they make a personal safety alarm called Birdie. And it's meant to be very easy to carry and use so that you can carry it and use it, obviously. And it's got a little pull, almost like a pull tab in the top. So you give it a yank, and suddenly everyone in your vicinity is treated to a flashing strobe light and a 130 decibel alarm. It is really bright and it is really loud. This is normally where I would joke, ask me how I know, because I have one and I tried it and it works really, really well to do exactly that. It's not like pepper spray or other things like that where, you know, you spray it, but maybe it gets back in your face and now you're not in a good situation either. So it doesn't bring any danger back to you. So you can use it without having to worry about any of that. It comes in a lot of colors and they're all really cute. And it also comes with a keychain. So like a, you know, kind of a clip attachment. So you can hook it to your keys. You can hook it to your bag. And it just looks sort of generic. It kind of looks Like if somebody were to see it, it would just be pretty inconspicuous. It looks like maybe it's hand sanitizer or like a little one of the little compact phone batteries or something. It doesn't look like, you know, a weapon the way it does, like if you have mace on the side of your bag or whatever. If you want to get 15% off your first purchase, you get that just for being my listener by going to shesbirdie.com/TDO. That's shesbirdie.com/TDO. Shesbirdie.com/TDO will get you 15% off your first purchase. We'd like to thank Birdie for sponsoring the show today. Now, the one I want to talk about, I think I have a video of this over on the TMO YouTube channel, and it's there used to be you can still send text messages to if this then that, and you can say like when you get a text message, do this thing, or when you get a text message that says something, do this thing. And so the one that I built, there's two pieces of it. So phase one is set up the if this then that. And what it does is when I send it a text from my phone number, when I send a text message to IFT, what it does is it turns on or off the Wemo that I have connected. This one particular Wemo switch, which you can set up in if this then that. So then what I did was I saved the phone number to text in my contacts as Santa. So then what I did is I can pick up my phone and I can say, hey, S lady, tell Santa to turn on my Christmas lights. And then she sends the text. Oh, and then IFT says, here you go, and turns on my Christmas tree. And
that is cool.
It's a lot easier to do that now, but when I built it many years ago.
And all those cousins and nephews and nieces. Yeah. And,
going to say, basically everyone shorter than me has their minds blown that I can text Santa.
You know Santa?
I can text Santa. So, you know, I now have superpowers. So that one I really like. There's easier ways to do that now. But that one was one that I thought was particularly clever. What's your favorite?
My favorite is the panic button. I have a button that I can reach from my lock screen that will make my phone ring and play a pre-recorded message that's gobbledygook or something. I don't even listen, but I pretend it's something really important that I have to attend to. It's sneaky, but it's so useful. And nice. It's just the best thing when you're in a situation where you wish you could get out. Mm-hmm. You wish something would happen that would like allow you to gracefully exit.
Yeah.
And so, oh my gosh, mom. Oh, I'll be there momentarily. I'll be there as fast as I can. You don't even have to say what it is. I got to go. I'll talk to you later.
That's very clever, but I feel sort of bad that you've not confessed that on the internet. So everyone is onto you now.
I'm sorry. It works great. And if I do it to you, I apologize in advance. But it's unlikely if you're somebody I know and love.
Yeah.
This is like when you're standing at the front door that you opened accidentally and it's somebody trying to sell you something.
Yeah.
I just look at my phone, tap my button, and the phone rings. Oh, my God. All right, I got to go slam the door on the guy. You know, it's like, I suppose I could just say, go away.
Yeah, this is a little nicer.
You know, I don't want to hurt their feelings because I was a door-to-door person once.
Yeah. So, I got to go.
I just love that. It's great. When I used to be in meetings, that's what it's good for.
Yes.
And you can do it with a text, too. And you could have the text say whatever you want. So it could say, emergency at home, please come quick.
Yeah, there you go.
Just trigger that to yourself with the panic button. And by the way, you can trigger the panic button from your watch.
Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't set anything up since I got the watch. I've just been using the ones that I have.
Convenient.
I have another one that's a...
You could surreptitiously get Santa to do it. You know, you could say, I'm going to send a telepathic message to old Santa Claus right now. He's turn on my lights in 11 seconds. Ready?
Yeah.
Then you don't even need the Hey Santa trigger.
Yeah. The other one I have is one that's very practical for me because I work at home. And we have recently changed the situation But there was a while where we had a furnace, but no air conditioner. And so it was up to me to go around and open all the windows when it was the right temperature and then close them again when it was the right temperature. So I set up a weather one to text me, close the windows if it gets below, if it gets above 71 degrees, I think. If it's above 71, text me, close the windows. And when it gets below 68, text me, open the windows. And the great thing about it is it only goes off when I need it. So in the wintertime, when it is nowhere near 60 degrees, I don't have to worry because it's never gonna go off because it's never that warm here in the wintertime. So it only goes off when I actually need it. So that one has been very useful as a way to make sure that I'm getting all the cool air in my house when I need all the cool air in my house. So that one's been a very practical weather one that I have used, just because otherwise, like during the day, you know, it starts to warm up and I'm working and I've got my head down, I'm trying to concentrate. And then the next thing I know, it's 80 degrees and I go close all the windows and it's too late. So.
Right. I bet you could set up, I know that it can control my Nest thermostat.
Yeah.
And I haven't done this, but I bet I could say, if it gets below such and such, turn the heat on, even if I haven't programmed you to turn the heat on at that temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And the same for a cold. If it's like, if it gets above 78 degrees and the air conditioner isn't on, please turn it on now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That would definitely work.
Yeah. All sorts of stuff to go do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see you later.
Bob has to go play with Ift now. So,
Hold on. Yeah. Mom, what? Oh, I got to go. Just
okay.
Kidding.
I guess.
Just kidding. That's how the panic button works. It's not as good when you're just on an audio thing. It's better in person.
it's better when someone sees the phone go off.
Your phone lights up and it rings and it seems very real.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, that's still going to do it for us because we are done. But thank you so much, Bob, for coming by. And I look forward to more chatting with you on Daily Observations in the future. Maybe we'll dig into some home automation stuff because I think there might be some better ways to do it than you've got set up now.
Notifications. We've still got that on our agenda.
We will definitely talk about notifications. So, Bob, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
My pleasure.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.